Torah Or Vayera. We're going to continue the maimer from last week. It's such a fundamental maimer. Yud Dalet, second column. Okay, we're going to start in the middle of the second column of Yud Dalet. The Alter Rebbe is explaining that there's a level of Tzimtzum Mokum Ponui, which means, not God forbid it doesn't exist, but it goes back from the actual to the potential, and then Hashem reveals it in a way that the world could handle it. So he said, V'adadach Zayuvan L'mayla, and the level of Tzimtzum Be'erin Sof, She'er V'agilin Nisamtzim V'nisalim, that the Tzimtzum Arisha means that the revelation is concealed. Rakli is B'keyach Hamor V'lei B'peril, that it goes back to the potential and not to the actual. So why is it called an empty place if by the source it's still there? Like when the teacher forgets everything, so to speak, to redirect the limited knowledge for the student, it's not that as far as the teacher didn't forget it. It's just it's not revealed for, as far as the student goes. So he says, it's called Mokum Pani Lagabe Erd, Shle Nishert Er Vagili, that there's no revelation left. It's not really an empty place. Because the source is there. Like we said, the teacher doesn't forget everything he knows. He just doesn't reveal it that the student shouldn't get overwhelmed. And therefore the orderly becomes a koyach. He says, nevertheless, the fact that the Arizal explains the revelations of Elokus in Chochma Bina, you know, the 10 Sfiras, he explains that it's like he gives the analogy of sunlight, even though godliness revelation has nothing to do with sunlight revelation, one's physical, one's spiritual. Therefore, the Arizal calls that Ord in the source, B'shem Mokum Ponui, he calls it an empty place, Shu'is Alma Sa'ur, which is the concealment of the light, B'salma Zu. And what does it mean, the concealment? Not that it doesn't exist, it means Ha'heder Ha'ur. It just lacks the revelation of the revelation. Acha'ena ela b'shem klal. Yes, neka b'shem chokhmah. Can't even be called the level of chokhmah. Not even the level of chakim. V'lei b'chokhmah yadiya. It's not even in a potential state. Meaning, in Elokus, nothing really changed. Because by Hashem, whether it's revealed or not revealed, it's exactly the same thing. Whether the brilliant, super brilliant teacher with infinite wisdom teaches or not, he doesn't change. The only difference is he revealing it or is he not revealing it? Right? And by Elokus, the same thing. Is Hashem revealing the infinite or is he not revealing the infinite? So when he reveals the infinite, the finite world can't exist. So therefore, but as far as Hashem is concerned, and he says, it goes ad achad kami yaridus ishtalchus amadreidus. Therefore, when the light, the revelation of Elokus comes down in the level of Akudim, Nekudim, Shebachin, Esinayim, Imokim, Bachinus, Kalim, in Yonim, I'm sorry, the aspects of Akudim, Nekudim, and Brudim, and Teo, and Tikkun, and Ak, and all that stuff, is Mokim, Bachinus, Kalim, Lias Eile, B'Shem, Esavis, Bachinus, Chakim, Le, Bachoch, Miyadiyah. Then it becomes Koyach, Esavis. Meaning like this. Now, the Rebbe is explaining that in reality, by Hashem, until now in the analogy we said, it only goes from the actual to the potential. Here the Alter Rebbe explains, it's not even the level of potential. It has to come down many, many levels to become potential. In other words, like this. If a Flintstone is a potential source of fire, yes, there is a connection between Flintstone and fire. It's not the source of water. It's not the source of earth. if a flintstone is the source of fire potential, the fact that you're potentially a source of something shows that you are connected somehow. He says, in the levels of Elokus, you can't even say the word potential because that itself is a limitation. So after Tzimtzum Harishon, it's not, he says, we have no different mushal but to say that the revelation goes back to the potential. But in Elokus, it doesn't even go back into the potential. It's still even above the source of potential. Then when it comes down level after level in the worlds, finally it comes into Atzilus. So Atzilus Chochmah, like you said before at the beginning, is the potential of Chochmah in Bria. But higher than Atzilus is not even the potential of it. Which shows, by the way, how remote godliness is really from us. And therefore, like you explained before, if godliness in the original state is not even a potential state, now that there's a world, and by God there's no difference, so therefore by Hashem is that like the world is Ani Hashem L'Shanisi. Is there the Mark Mechin is Chochma. V'chol Inyin Simsim Zeh is to be Ishtaushes Igulim Yeshe Parsev Ak, to be Akudim Nukudim. It's all the level of Kesed Atzilis, which is the intermediary between Atzilis and higher than Atzilis. Okay? So now the Altareb is, because Altareb started explaining that even between Atzilis and Bria is also Makom Panui. Okay? Now the Altareb is going to explain, so what's that different than the original Makom Panui? The original Makom Panui is it doesn't even go in back into the potential state. It's just like only God. So he says, "Achin yin aparse shebein atzilus lebria, ubein bria between bria and yitzir and so on." Zal derech moshul is another moshul of a Ravin Talmud. Not that the teacher has to, so to speak, forget everything he knows to re-reveal a limited level to the students. No, that's not such a descent. Meaning, when a teacher wants to teach something very deep to his students, that he's not able to grasp it as is, then you have to give a riddle, an analogy. Like again, like you said before, you want to teach Elokus, you have to use a mushal of a sunlight. Right? You want to teach Shefa, you have to give a mushal of a father creating a child. Otherwise, you can't understand it. But it's not that you have to remove all of your intellect. What you need to do is limit the intellect through a mushal, that through the mushal, the student can have a grasp of what's coming up. Shlomo HaMelech speaks about the evil wife and all that. That's a mashal for evil compared to godliness. When he wants to speak about worshipping idols, what it does against God, right? So it's a deep look. So he gives a mashal of somebody evil that you have to stay away from. That you give physical mashalim of the dvarim ha'em dem beruma shalayla. Okay, you want to give a mashal for Elokus, you give a mashal of water. Right, the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya that Torah is likened to water. Just like water goes from a high place to a low place, Torah comes from a high place to a low place, right? From Hashem to down here. So you want to give a mashal of Torah, which is one with God, God's wisdom, God's toy, and you're going to give a mashal of physical water. The water has nothing to do with Torah. But in order to understand what it means that Torah comes from a higher level to a lower level, We give a mashal of water, that just like water comes from a high place to a low place. And down here, it's the same water as it was up there. That we can understand, because that we see. So then you give a mashal for that, for Torah that comes from a high place to a low place. He says, in the mashal hazeh, any mashal that a person gives, minyanim achedim, is really nothing to do with the original thing you want to give a mashal for. Okay, again, you want to give, like we were giving the mashal of an neshama from a battery, right? A battery is power. Okay, now, I promise you, a neshama has nothing to do with a battery. But in order to understand what the neshama, how a neshama functions in the body, you can use a mashal of a battery, yeah, that the neshama is basically just power. It's not limited in intellect, midas, chachma, you know, it's power, and where you put the power, that's how it functions. So we wouldn't be able to understand that in the neshama. Like Chassidus explains, we know the mitzias of the neshama. We know the existence of the neshama. We don't know the essence of the neshama. That we can't understand. We can understand that the body is alive because there's a neshama in a body. So obviously a body, the neshama is a source of life. Yeah? But what the neshama is, we don't understand. We won't even understand it from a battery. The battery has nothing to do with the neshama. But in order to bring down a deeper level, a deeper concept, so what we do is, we give a physical mashal that we get. We'll understand it. Therefore, what is the purpose of a mashal? Purpose of an example, analogy, yeah, is just to take this deeper level, concealing it through something physical, but that's the way the seichel comes down. He said that's the parsa between Atzilus and Bria and Yetzira. It's not removal. It's taking the thing and bringing it down a little bit lower by covering it. For instance, they always tell you when there's an eclipse, you shouldn't look at the sun because, God forbid, it could blind you. Yeah. So what do? They give you those things that basically block the sun. It's not the sun disappearing. It's the sun being covered that you can handle it. Okay? So the cover is the sun coming down less. It's not the sun, because if the sun would be infinite, a finite cover wouldn't block it. It wouldn't be able to block it. Finite can't block infinite. So there's a one level of alokus that the Arizal calls mokum panui. That's when it's completely infinite to finite. Then you have one, a deeper level of finite to a lower level of finite. Then you block it a little bit. The light is too strong. You go out, you need sunglasses. Yeah? What does sunglasses do? It allows you to handle those rays of the sun that without the sunglasses would be too powerful for you. But how does that work? It doesn't remove the sun. It just lessens it. That's the parsa between Atzilus and Briah.